fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and hopefully later in the program we're going to have Grant Jeffrey with us, who was really the inspiration for a new DVD we're carrying called Shadow Government. And it's really a great DVD. It interviews a lot of the people we know, whether it be Dr. Catherine Albrecht, Chuck Missler, Gary Kaul, many of the others who are on the front lines of this battle, to try to awaken the American people to the very real threat we face today. And as we pointed out, Congressman Ron Paul gave a speech in Congress, and we'd be glad to provide people with a copy of that speech. And Ron Paul was simply pointing out that they're going to reinforce the troops in Afghanistan, go from about 60,000 to 90,000. They've also going to have about 150,000 contractors, that's private citizens there. Some of them are engaged in military activity. So pretty close to a quarter of a million people fighting in Afghanistan against 100 members of the Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has about 100 people in Afghanistan, according to General James Jones. Certainly Steve Croft brought that up on the CBS 60-minute interview with President Obama a week ago last Sunday. So does that really make sense? Well, of course it doesn't make sense. Why send 250,000 people to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda? Obviously, there is another agenda. Well, there are several agendas. One is we're setting those people up to be slaughtered when we get into the war with Iran, but even more so, of course, what we want is a great diversion so people won't see what's going on in America as we move towards a dictatorship. And this has been planned for a long time. Yeah, of course, as a Christian country, that many people in this country believed in the scriptures, and they were very concerned when in 1935 Franklin Roosevelt came out with Social Security and everybody was to have a number. And the Christians said, no, this is what it says in the Bible. You know, everyone's going to have a number and they're not going to be able to buy or sell unless they have a number or be, have a mark and be known by the number of his name. And they said, the government said, you can trust us, the Social Security card will never be used for anything other than so we can give money to the elderly who need it so much because we're so compassionate. You don't have to worry that Social Security card will never be used for anything. Well, they lied. I mean, they lie all the time. They're lying about the new Medicare bill. They're lying about the Kevorkian health care plan, saying it's going to work and going to improve the quality of health care, which really is designed to kill the elderly. They're lying about, oh, we're not going to cut the rates to the doctors and the hospitals. And, of course, they're lying. And they lied about the number. But this is simply leading to where we are today. For instance, many people have credit cards. And everything you buy with a credit card is kept on a computer. They know what you're buying. Suddenly, when you use a grocery store card and you get a special discount, and all those records are kept. They listen to all of your telephone calls, and they keep them permanently recorded. Anything you say on a telephone call is recorded. Doesn't matter where it is in the world, because they record every telephone call, every email, every fax in the entire world. And they do that through something called Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. And you can check it out on the Internet. James Bovard has written on this. That's James Bovard, B-O-V-A-R-D, written on it several times. But it's all covered in this film on the shadow government, and they tap into our telephone lines, either that, of course, it goes electronically through space, they can track it, but they have, of course, rooms at the telephone company, AT&T, where they simply tap all the telephone lines, and they gather all this electronic information, and they store it electronically. In fact, they're building two massive buildings, each one larger than the Pentagon in Utah right now, to store information on every telephone call in the world. And the Europeans are furious about it. But you're not hearing about it here. Most people don't even know what the NSA is. They refer to it as no such agency, much larger than the CIA, much more dangerous than the CIA, involved in all sorts of nefarious activities. But you're never going to know about that. In fact, John Perkins, who was actually recruited by the NSA, writes extensively about it. The State Department even had a number of pages up on their website to discredit John Perkins and his book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. I talked to John the other day, and he was telling me how, of course, he just sold more copies of his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which, incidentally, if you haven't read it, you need to get it. It's available through Radio Liberty, and then we have a four-tape set of my initial interviews with John Perkins. I mean, I don't agree with his solutions, but he certainly identifies the problem very well, and the NSA doesn't get into Project Echelon, but it's there. Its headquarters up right outside of Washington, D.C., and even a lot of members of Congress don't know it's there, but certainly far more dangerous than watching you. But they actually have the ability now to listen to your phone conversations, when you're on a cell phone, even when the cell phone is turned off. They can track you when the cell phone is on, when the cell phone is off. They can track you through your GPS localizer on your car. And with most new cars, they can turn off your car engine, if you're trying to get away from them electronically, because all the cars are controlled by computer. They actually have the ability to watch everybody exactly what they're doing. And we're going to see if we get that Brad Jeffries here.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group,
And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Wayne's Automotive reminds us that a happy holiday means a safe holiday, and everyone can work together to make it come true. As we get together at office parties or family functions, let's make sure our friends and loved ones don't have too much to drink. That's Wayne's Automotive for complete auto repair and towing. Call 303-451-6880. They're equipped to have the right men take the very best care of your car. Call 303-451-6880 for towing and repair service. That's Wayne's Automotive at 10651 Irma Drive in North Glen. They're wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season. Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Ready to go? Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and hopefully why we're going to have Grant Jeffrey here with us. Grant, are you there? Well, I hope that we're on the air. If you are out there, please give us a call at 877-254-7524, so I'm sure that I actually am on the air because I didn't hear any music when I got here, and I hope we didn't somehow get disconnected from the station. Under any circumstances, we're talking about the monitoring of the average individual, and until you understand that everything is in place for a dictatorship, they know exactly what they are doing. And, of course, every time you suddenly have any transaction with your bank, it's all recorded. You put money in the bank, you transfer your money anyplace. Certainly, if you have money offshore, they know exactly where it is, how much is there. Everything is to be watched. Everybody is to be monitored. Every flight you take, it is all recorded. And believe me, they're watching people. And you say, well, if I haven't done anything wrong, what do I have to worry about? But you see, the real answer is, if I haven't done anything wrong, why are they monitoring us? And, of course, the answer to that is there is a plan for a dictatorship to establish a society where you'll not either be able to buy or sell, lest you be have the mark of the beast or known by the number of his name. And this plan's been around for a long period of time. They're certainly putting RFID chips into everything you buy. Walmart does this on their, certainly on their, all their tracking of the boxes, but the plan is to have them sewn into clothing, and they're as tiny as a micro dot. And yet, of course, they can be scanned from a few feet away. Now, fortunately, they can't be scanned from space yet, but they can be scanned if you move from room to room. There's a detector there. They're working on chips that they can plant in people. So far, the spare chip that's put into animals does lead to tumors, and they get sarcomas in those areas. Is Grant Jeffrey here yet? Well, our telephone number, please give us a call if you're out there in the listening audience. I just need to know that I am on the air, that somebody's out there listening. 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. So I'm sure that we are on the air. I had to run upstairs to get Grant Jeffrey's telephone number. But yes. Hi. Who's there?
It's Grant Jeffrey.
Hi, Grant. How are you?
Excellent.
Well, I've just been talking about your new DVD, The Shadow Government. So why don't you tell our listeners what inspired you to put out this DVD? It's very professionally done. And what is the message, and why should every American be concerned? After all, if we haven't done anything, why should we be concerned that they're tracking our telephone calls, they're tracking our monetary actions, they're listening, in on everything we say?
Well, it's a great question, Stan. The reason I wrote this book is I have been concerned for the last 20 years in the growing surveillance society that now exists in North America and, frankly, throughout the world, even in democratic governments like mine in Canada and yours in the States. Governments have decided to embark upon a surveillance collection of every single phone conversation that is made in North America and Europe and around the world, all of our emails, all of our internet surfing, our searches on the internet and Google and everything else, as well as all of our financial transactions. Now, it's not because they are personally concerned with what you and I have to say or write. What they have found is that with modern computers and the absolute inexpensiveness of hard drive memory, that it's easier to collect virtually everything. And then using high-speed computers, artificial intelligence, deep mining operations with computers, they can then, in later years, go back and find everything you've ever said, everything you've ever written on the emails, all of your internet surfing, if you become of interest to them. Now, how could that happen? Well, let's say you're an honest, law-abiding citizen, a Christian. Let's say at some point in the future, a future government decides that Christians are not to be tolerated. They could then very easily, by using search engines, go back and find all of your phone conversations, your emails, your internet searching, and absolutely verify whether you are a Bible-believing, church-going Christian. We've seen at the beginning of this in that Homeland Security actually issued a memo to American law enforcement that they need to monitor the actions and everything else about homecoming veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq. And part of the search that would cause them to focus on a particular veteran as opposed to anyone else was whether he was a Christian, whether he was a regular churchgoer, whether he read the Bible or went to Bible studies, and if you can believe this, Dan, if they had any interest in Bible prophecy. These individuals in the national security establishment have somehow got it in their mind that a real threat to Americans' values and security is on people like you and I who actually believe the Bible means what it says when it talks about the second coming. Now, the question you ask has been asked by many. Why should we, if we are innocent, if we are law-abiding, be concerned? Well, let me take you and go back in history. Let's assume you're a Jew living in 1935 in Germany or anywhere else in Europe. Already, a government has risen to power by democratic election in Germany, led by the Nazis and Adolf Hitler. Why should you be concerned that they are now monitoring phone calls and they are sending up informers in every apartment building and every block, watching what everyone does, monitoring the list, making lists of every Jew? If you are a Jew and you are innocent, a businessman, a worker, why should you be concerned? Well, because in the not-too-distant future, all of that information will be used to very, very quickly capture you and your family and your friends and send you to a camp, a labor camp, and ultimately they then became death camps. I'm saying that in a world in which our governments, democratic governments, are now monitoring everything we do, there is a danger, not so much from the present, but from the possible future, that a future government will be able to utilize this information that they have cataloged in a very adversarial way. And the Bible tells us in Bible prophecy, in both Daniel and Revelation, repeatedly we're told that there will be a global government in the last days, a global dictator, who the Bible calls the Antichrist, and furthermore it tells us that there will be a surveillance society unlike anything else in history, where money will no longer be paper and coin, but rather that money will be digits, 666, and without a particular mark on your right hand or forehead that you will only get if you bear allegiance and worship this world dictator as God. You won't even be able to work. You won't be able to buy. You won't be able to sell. So when I wrote Shadow Government, the book, as well as produced the documentary we've talked about before, what I did is I looked at the technology that is developing in our generation, which makes this kind of 100% total population surveillance possible for the first time in history. I asked the question, who is watching the watchers? You know, in Europe, in the European Union, there is a privacy law which declares and enforces that information gathered on citizens for one legitimate purpose cannot be just willy-nilly used for another purpose by governments or businesses. Unfortunately, in North America, we have no such law. And I believe that citizens in America, in Canada, in Europe, who love their freedom, need to contact our politicians and let them know we want to have intelligence oversight of this surveillance system. We want to make sure that information that is gathered for a legitimate purpose to fight terrorism, which is absolutely necessary after 9/11, is not misused by government or even by business against us in the future.
Well, there is a conspiracy, I believe, against God and against God's people, and we saw that in, here in the United States. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why we certainly can't mention God in our schools. We can mention Allah. We can have in public display, as in my town, a 15-foot menorah, but we couldn't have a 15-foot cross in downtown Santa Cruz. So there are people who hate Christianity. They're
indeed
not going to come out and say that, you know, but they... This is what really drives so much of what goes on in the world today, and why, of course, we can't have a nativity scene anywhere, of course, on public property, because, I mean, you can display the Jewish symbols and Arabic symbols. If you don't allow the Arabic, why, or Muslim symbols, why, you're somehow of a hypocrite, but it's all right to object to Christian symbols, because there are those who hate Christianity, and when you understand that, you should be frightened to death if you are a Christian, and as we move into this surveillance society that's coming. So it's coming so rapidly, everything is in place, and nobody's warning the people. I think you did an excellent job on that DVD. I hope it's moving well. I hope
it is. It's flying off the shelves, according to my publisher, and I'm glad for that. But, Stan, I really believe that we as Christians are partly responsible for what's happening in our countries, in the fact that one of the reasons that they do not prohibit Muslim displays or Jewish displays is that they would sue them at the drop of a hat if they ever tried to do such a thing. Those who want to suppress religion are very careful in who they suppress. They have learned, I think tragically, that Christians, because we are the majority, 80% of North Americans identify themselves as Christians in some way or another, but because we are so tolerant of others, they have learned that they can enact laws against Christmas displays, Easter displays, the display of the cross, the mention of Jesus Christ, and yet they, as you have quite correctly pointed out, other displays of other religious individuals and values are not forbidden. And I believe that we as Christians need to wake up and realize that unless we act now and begin to go after the officials, go after those who stop displays of Christmas and Easter and any other display, the use of the name Jesus in prayer, if we do not go after them legally the way both Jews and Muslims would and should go after them if they suppress them, we are going to find that Christianity will not be tolerated at all, whereas the others will, simply because they fear a backlash. We need to have a backlash. We as Christians need to stop being so tolerant that we allow the suppression in our own countries of the values that made America and Canada great.
I certainly agree with you, and certainly we have a lot of people on the Supreme Court today who are supposedly are nominal Christians. I think either five or six of the members of the Supreme Court are Catholic. So why don't we suddenly get to the point where Christianity is tolerated in our nation? And that is the $64,000 question. Only the trouble is that the certain members of the Catholic hierarchy seem to be dedicated under this idea of the New World Order and the New World Religion.
Some of that is very definitely true, Stan, but there are groups, the Rutherford Group comes to mind in the United States, that are actively going after those who suppress Christianity.
We'll be back in just a moment here and welcome your calls at the American Freedom Center.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Wild Burt Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wild Burt Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Burt Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses of iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
our telephone number if you'd like to call in. 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Grant, would you like to get your website out there so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Certainly. Book and the video, both of the same name, Shadow Government, are available in Christian and secular bookstores like Barnes & Noble, etc. You can also get it on Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, which is grantjeffrey.com, and they can there acquire any of my books and videos, including Shadow Government.
Amen to that. We will be carrying the both the book and the video. We think they're
terrific.
Important. Edition.
And that's where they should get it.
So, basically, people must understand that this is going on, and why is nobody talking about it? Why aren't Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the liberal people, certainly the liberal commentators, you would think they'd be concerned about this violation of our civil rights?
Well, they should be, Stan, but unfortunately, I think they're so focused on the political issues of the Obama administration that they have not taken the time to inform themselves of the reality of the surveillance society that now exists.
But
to my knowledge, there
is began
no
long before Obama. I mean, the NSA has been monitoring us for going back, you know, into the early 1960s.
Absolutely.
With the advances of electronic technology, they have simply applied that to record and store every telephone call we make. And we hear all this talk about, oh, this terrible George Bush, he's monitoring the terrorists. And, of course, George Bush says, well, gee, I have to monitor the terrorist telephone calls to protect you. And this is all so phony. You know, it is to get us off the realization that through Project Echelon, they're able to record everything out there electronically and every word that's spoken. So, I mean, certainly I think, you know, one of the most amazing things is this ability to monitor our telephone calls even when our cell phones are turned off.
Every individual
doesn't realize that that technology exists.
Indeed, Stan. And one of the things I know some of our listeners might think, well, this is just conspiracy theory that couldn't possibly be real. Well, let me just tell you that in my book I document that the European Union Parliament a few years ago became very concerned that Britain was kind of straddling a position where on one hand they were part of the European Union, on the other hand they were part of Project Echelon, and they were listening in on all European business and personal phone calls, faxes, emails, whatever. The European Union felt, correctly, that Britain was helping the United States and its allies gather information that was being used perhaps inappropriately for business purposes to find out about a coming merger or acquisition, or the bid on a bunch of planes that was going to be bought by Saudi Arabia, and that information was going to America that was then used to undercut European firms. Well, the European Union embarked upon a three-year study of Project Echelon. They absolutely verified its existence, and they condemned it, but as you could imagine, knowing human nature, Stan, they created their own Project Echelon. And so the European Union now has their own ability to monitor phone calls and email communications throughout the world. So does Russia. So does China. Other countries have lesser versions of this. But the reality is we live in a world in which there is no longer any privacy. I honestly think, Stan, that if the Lord tarries very much longer, there'll come a time in another decade or two when a parent will have to tell their children what privacy was because it will no longer exist in any meaningful way whatsoever. You and I, Stan, grew up in a world in which you could walk down the street, speak to your girlfriend, you could talk in business, in your own home, with an absolute expectation of total privacy, and all your financial transactions were the business only of your banker who would take it to his grave in silence. This is just no longer true. Our lives are now an open book. The government monitors every financial transaction, all in the name of security, of looking for tax evasion, money laundering, drug deals, criminal activity. All of these surveillance intrusions in our lifespan are, in fact, justified, according to the government, by the need to create a secure and safe society. But the reality is that what Americans have now done is that they have given up their privacy and their freedom for nothing but the illusion of security, because it is only an illusion. The reality is our lives are no longer our own. And since the Bible told us that in the last days, in the generation when Israel would be reborn, that a government would arise that would become a global government led by a world dictator, and that the government would have the ability to monitor the actions, working, buying, selling, everything of every person in the world, so that they could monitor them, and if they did not give allegiance to this world dictator, the Antichrist, they would be beheaded. For the first time in the history of humanity, the technology now exists to make such a thing happen. In the book and in the documentary, I talk about radio frequency ID chips. These radio frequency ID chips were designed by two of the largest companies in the world, Procter & Gamble and Gillette, as a efficient and modern replacement for the universal barcode. Back around 1998, they went to MIT University, and they said, look, the barcode is inefficient. It only holds enough information on maybe 100,000 companies, whereas there are millions of companies now. It only can be read by a scanner within about 12 inches maximum. We want something that can be read from 100 feet away, and we want something that will hold information on millions of companies and billions of products. And MIT came up with the radio frequency ID chip. It started about the size of a postage stamp. It had a little computer chip in the center and a wire running around it like a maze. And when in the presence of a radio frequency reader about the size of a flashlight, they would send out a radio signal and it would bounce back with a unique 96-digit number made of letters and numbers. That number would identify whatever product it was in, the name of the company, the country that manufactured it, the retailer, the type of product it was, and a unique number that attached to that pair of shoes, that pair of pants, that label on your shirt. And this was a wonderful improvement on the barcode. And it was designed for inventory control and obviously for anti-shoplifting. Unfortunately, while it's very useful for these companies, there are no security features whatsoever because they didn't need them. When you go through the cash register, that 96-digit number that is built into those shoes, because now, by the way, 80% of those RFID codes, those chips, are now the size of a period at the end of a sentence. Most of them are no longer the size of a postage stamp. They're virtually invisible. They're built into the label of your underwear, into your pants, into your soles of your shoes, and in your belt. So when you buy, and there's over 8 billion of these chips in the world now. They make another 2 to 3 billion every year now. They're in every possible product you can imagine. They can now identify the person that is wearing that particular
product. And we'll be back in just a moment with Grant Jeffrey. If you have a question, give us a call here at the American.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit AdoptText.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And the plan is that soon everything in the planet will have an RFID card, a chip in it, so everything produced will be identified, and they will be able to identify it. And these things are becoming so inexpensive now to produce, and of course there'll be more efficient means of monitoring everything. Now, certainly a lot of people out there say, oh, you know, you Christians, you've always been saying it's the end times. You've been saying this for hundreds of years, and that is absolutely true. But there has never been a time such as the times in which we live where you would be able to create a cashless society and where no one would buy or sell unless they had the mark of the beast or were known by the number of his name. And there really is increasingly an effort to create this cashless society. The people who are on food stamps now, they have a card, and that card is their key to their to buying, and they're down at Cindy every first of every month buying their groceries so they can eat. They need the card to get their free medical care and their card to get their housing provided for them. But that is for the impoverished people. Perhaps soon we'll all be impoverished and need a card like that. But then again, there's never been a time when the Jews have returned to the Holy Land, and these things were prophesied as well. There's never been a time when a drive towards world government was as prevalent as it is. Certainly, Grant, you've been looking at this for a long time. Everything almost seems to be in place for the advent of the man of sin. Do you have that feeling?
Absolutely. I believe that in our lifetime, we will likely see the fulfillment of all the prophecies that Jesus and the Old Testament prophets spoke of. You know, China, in this year, 2009, has implemented a system of radio frequency ID chips in every one of the internal passport papers of every one of 1.3 billion Chinese. The Chinese have to carry internal passport with them to go from city to city, province to province in China. So now one quarter of the world is carrying this RFID chip that identifies them from up to 100 feet away without them even being aware of it. When you and I and every listener listening to us probably has 3 to 5 different radio frequency ID chips on the clothes on their body without anyone ever having a debate in Congress, without ever there being a discussion in the newspapers or magazines, the companies that have introduced this, when they told consumers about it in focus groups, the people said, no way, we don't want this. There's no benefit for us. And so they decided to introduce it by stealth. For example, Walmart in 2004, as I document, demanded that every manufacturer in the world who wished to sell its products to Walmart had to have RFID chips in those products. That meant that everyone instantly converted to the system, and now all products everywhere have RFID chips. Most animals, both pets, dogs and cats, as well as purebred cattle and thoroughbred horses, all have chips in them. The Food and Drug Administration wishes to basically monitor animals through the entire food system, right until they end up as a steak in the restaurant or in the grocery store that you buy from. we have found documents that those who've designed this system have said very clearly that their ultimate intention is that not only every product in the world will have a unique 96-digit number identifying it, but every animal and every human. Already, there are elite units of the military and top security groups who have injected a chip beneath the skin. We realize that in our world today, identity theft is probably the number one crime committed against the individual. You can see the argument for implanting a chip beneath the skin. It would be painless, the size of a period at the end of a sentence. It would not only contain a unique number identifying that particular person, but it could also contain biometric information. For example, your fingerprint electronically rendered, or your iris scan, because the iris in your eye is as unique as your fingerprint. And therefore, it would make identity theft very, very difficult. You can see the arguments for these things, and some of them make a lot of sense. But at the end of the day, when you are wearing an RFID chip, and virtually every one of us is wearing several of them, when you walked out of the store through the cash register, you gave them your Visa or your debit card. From that, your personal identity was then attached to that particular RFID number of that particular pair of shoes. It now resides in a hard drive in a huge database somewhere in the United States run by these companies. Anyone with access to it, and it's not that hard to do, get access because billions of numbers are there and millions of companies have access. And so it's not something like the CIA. And so anyone who has access, or any computer hacker, once you walk into an airport, once you walk into a train station, a bus station, or a large bank, an RFID reader in the door literally can pick up your number among a crowd of other people from those RFID chips in your clothes. And by accessing on the Internet that database, up comes the identity that that's Grant Jeffries standing in that airport with 100 other people around him. Never before in history, Stan, has such a total surveillance society system existed. As I mentioned in my book, Adolf Hitler and Stalin would have given their left arm for such a total population surveillance system. And not only does it now exist even in democracies, let alone communist China, but it also is not even debated by our parliaments or our Congress.
In fact, most people are totally unaware of this and would be concerned about Tiger Woods and his escapades. Why, of course, the really important things going on in society are totally ignored, and specifically their biblical significance, their prophetic significance. For I truly agree, and I think Grant would as well. We're living in prophetic times. Grant Jeffrey, I appreciate so much your being with us. I appreciate your DVD, Shadow Government, your book. I appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you so very much for being willing to be with us here.
Thank you, Stan. God bless support. You.
God bless you, too. Thanks so much. And ladies and gentlemen, realizing what's going on today, of why, of course, you realize that the Bible is true. And the story of Christmas is true. It has Christmas living today.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Heroes at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Treatment Network. We do hope you enjoy our program today and understand the significance of what we're talking about. The fact that the prophecies of the Bible are coming to pass today, which means, of course, that the Bible is accurate and the Christmas story is relevant. In fact, we should be something we should be so thankful for, that there really is a God. That really Jesus was born in Bethlehem and, of course, was killed, resurrected, and is coming again and does offer us hope. For if you don't believe in the Bible, as you see these things coming to pass, there is no hope at all. And, of course, why we stress so much of this in what we're doing today, we hope you'll want to get the DVD, The Shadow Government. We'll have the book very soon, if we don't have it already, but the DVD is excellent. We have those in stock, and we'll have the books in stock soon. You need to get my talk on the planned police state, and it comes with an excellent syllabus. The concentration camps are there. They've revitalized the Japanese concentration camps that were used for the Japanese during the Second World War. Why are they revitalizing them? Oh, we do not want the American people ever to forget how horrible it was to put Americans in concentration camps. That's the excuse. And then they gave $356 million to a branch of Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, to build new concentration camps in America. They're there. They're ready. For when the word is given, for when the unrest breaks out in this country. They know exactly what they're doing, and they know everything about you, and they know that you probably are a Christian, and you know what that means. You're obviously a terrorist. Christians are the real terrorists. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this whole world Islamic terrorist movement was funded by the CIA. There was no radical Islam other than the Muslim Brotherhood, a small contingent in Egypt, and then the Wahhabi religion in Saudi Arabia, till it was financed by your government, and it is financing it today. Who's financing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? Why, the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, and who's funding them? American tax dollars. You read about what's going on in Afghanistan, of course, the contractors we're hiring are paying off the Taliban to guard their convoys as they bring in supplies for our troops. And the justification is, well, how would we get the supplies in if we didn't pay off the Taliban? We're financing the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, the finest enemies American taxpayers can buy. When you understand that, everything makes sense. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our talk on the Forbidden Secret, on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and Financial Armageddon. You need to get our talk and syllabus on the planned police state. You need to get the DVD and the book, The Shadow Government. Very well done. And then, of course, understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. This is what it's all about. the last thing they want you to understand is the fact the Bible really is true. There is a conspiracy against the God of the Bible, the common denominator behind everything going on today. And that is why the members of a secret society, the Masons, took God out of our prayer when they controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971. Get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, read about it, and then pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty because of our mission.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-